This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. We're going to be chatting some running today, and we head back to the United States to catch up with Fiona Carlin to find out a little bit about her Ironman run. Don't forget as well, if you haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, please do. It literally only takes a couple of seconds, and it helps us massively. It gets us in front of more and more people. The more people that leave reviews and ratings on iTunes, the more iTunes goes, this is a cool podcast, we're going to show it to more triathletes. So if you'd like to help us, that's one way you can. Another way you can help us is by becoming a patron and throwing a few bucks our way each month. It helps us keep the lights on here at the Kona Edge. It helps us pay for hosting of the audio, hosting of the website, and keeps things going. So if you'd like to become a patron, you can head over to thekonaedge.com/support. The link is in the show notes to this episode as well. You can click straight through there. It would be massively, massively appreciated. Let's get into today's chat with Fiona. Coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands and Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high-performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri Camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes, as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub-3-hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website, okay? That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's have some running. We head back to Chicago to catch up with Fiona Carlin. Fiona, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Fiona, we've spoken lots about your swim because you come from you came from a very competitive swimming background. We've spoken about your bike extensively as well because that was your weakness. How would you rate your run? I mean, is it something that you found came pretty naturally to you?
Yeah, it did actually. It's kind of weird because I actually didn't run in high school. I wasn't a track or I think I maybe ran cross country at the school event, but I certainly didn't train for it. I really only got into running just as stress relief when I was an adult, you know, just to deal with work and that sort of thing. So I guess I was surprised at how easily running came to me, and that was why I expected cycling to come easily to me, and it didn't. Yeah, running has been fantastic. I would say I've been very happy with how my running has been going given, you know, given my background in it. My run is usually, I would say, yeah, I mean, probably equal to my swim, now in terms of where I rank, versus other athletes. So, yeah, I feel pretty confident with my run.
Is there anything that you think you've done running wise that's really moved the needle on your performance that you think has helped you improve?
Yeah, so I think for me, just one thing that helped me in my running journey and the way it all kind of set out for me was starting with, you know, when you start out running, you know, just getting miles in, developing a really good base. When I first started marathoning, I would literally just run miles with no pace goals, no, you know, just literally I was running miles. I was doing a long run and short runs and, you know, maybe running 50 miles a week, but all kind of easy. And I actually did that for about a year. And I just did it because I didn't know any better. But looking back, I think that helped me form this really great running base that I could then push from. I think a lot of people come in without a background and they're starting to do, you know, speed workouts and long workouts and tempo runs and running too fast and all this stuff, and they don't have a base. So building a really good running base, I think is really, really important in triathlon. You know, it's not so much about running fast as it is not running slow. So having really good base miles, having a really good base behind you, is really fantastic. So I would say base running for sure. And then once you have base running, you know, speed work for me, track is a complete challenge. And, you know, again, I didn't do it in high school. I'm very slow for somebody of my marathon time at the mile, for instance. So for me, working on the track, working on like 5K pace, 10K pace, you know, the sorts of tempo runs, that really helps bring up, you know, bring up your speed overall, get you used to being uncomfortable as you run. So doing those sorts of work, quality workouts, you know, I do 2 to 3 difficult runs a week. One being my long run, which always has some intervals in it. And then I do like a track workout and then one sort of other tempo style run. So making sure you have that intensity in there, is really helpful. And then the third thing I'd say about running that has helped me is running in challenging conditions whenever you have the chance is far better than running fast in not challenging conditions. So, you know, in Chicago is windy all the time. I always try and do my hardest splits in the direction of the headwind, so that it sucks more, so that when I'm in a race, I'm kind of used to it sucking and dealing with that. You know, if there's a hilly route, take the hilly route, always run when it's as hot as it can get, because triathlons, we run when it's hot, you know, so get used to that sort of stuff. Pushing yourself to run in tough conditions and run as well as you can in those conditions, I think is really key to running well in triathlon.
I love that mindset, and it comes down to embracing the suck again, as you sort of alluded to, and just dealing with what gets thrown at you and putting yourself in those positions in training, and particularly in the run, because that's when it really sucks in triathlon, is at about mile 20 in the marathon when you're hurting, and you can simulate those situations in training.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you look at most Ironman times, I mean, like, aside from the pros and a few very exceptional amateurs, most people are running really, really freaking slow at the end. So if you can just run not that slow, you can do really well. So, you know, and part of that is dealing, you know, if you're in a crappy situation, rather than completely giving up and throwing in the towel, can we run faster than that? You know, it may not be your great pace, but if you can run even a sort of good pace, that will be great. So, you know, practicing dealing, you know, if I have stomach issues, I just try and get run through it, you know, don't stop, don't give in, try and pretend that you're in this situation in a race, because the more you deal with that sort of adversity in training, then the easier it's going to be for you to do it, like, on a big day when it actually matters.
And that's so big, Fiona, because that's a mental thing more than it is a physical thing. And we all train, and you mentioned earlier on you put in 20 hours a week training physically, but we don't train ourselves mentally to be in those positions. And what you're talking about doing those sort of things on the run is exactly what that does. It puts you in those positions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes, more than anything, I think that so much of racing is actually mental. You know, if your head is not with you, then I don't think your body's not going. So really training your brain, it's what I was saying before, you know, about talent. You know, I don't think triathlon or endurance sport is, I mean, yeah, obviously, like, there are people with better physical abilities than others and all that sort of stuff, but I think it is so much more about, like, your mind and your ability to really control it when things get hard, and doing that consistently in training and in races, that really helps you become a good athlete.
And sometimes you need a bit of a masochistic streak in there as well to help.
Exactly. Then go home, have some ice cream, have a massage,
look after
yourself, you know.
Exactly. Fiona, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition next time.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
And that's it. Another one done and dusted here on the Cone Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to Fiona for chatting to us here on the podcast once again. I look forward to joining you again tomorrow. We'll be chatting some nutrition. So make sure you tune in then. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.